Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, I'm going to share a conversation I had during the Agricultural Relations Council annual meeting. I spoke with Ann Irvin, Irvin House Vineyard, which was one of the stops on the tour that we had during the annual meeting. In this program, you're going to hear about her passion for wanting to get back to the land and how her and her husband turned that passion into a very viable business that attracts lots of people out to get an opportunity to experience the great outdoors and have a little bit of fun and share a little bit of wine at the same time.
And first of all, just tell me how you and your husband got into this vineyard and winemaking and now distilling business.
Well, we started about 11 years ago thinking that we really wanted to get back to our roots. I grew up on a farm, and he was growing up off and on a farm, but that was my life. And so when I grew up in the Charleston area, actually on John's Island, and so we started looking for little pieces of property, maybe just have a garden or just have some place to go and maybe build a little cabin or something just to, you know, do something outside and be productive. So we found this property, and actually it was owned by a guy in Charleston that had a carriage company. And he had sold that company, and this property had lots of, it's about 50 acres, and it has lots of outbuildings, and I had an older house on it. So it was a little more than what we bargained for, but we said, well, let's, you know, see what we can do, and knowing that we wanted to farm. And so we moved out here, and I first thought of maybe doing free-range chickens, and then studied about that, and it was a lot of, just too much, we just didn't want to get into all that. So we were taking one of the children to college and going through Central Florida, and where they had had all of their orange groves, and they had lost those orange groves, they had planted muscadine grapes. And so we, out in the middle of nowhere, we saw, it looked like a little piece of Italy. So we stopped and tasted the wines. Of course, we've had, you know, grew up with muscadine grapes and muscadine wine. And so anyway, we put that and a little bug in our ear. And so we decided to come back, and we had a huge field that had never been used really on our property that the fellow had cattle and horses on. So it was 11 and a half acres. So we decided to put grapes in and start a vineyard. And really started just, when we didn't know anything about making wine or growing grapes, so we went to Clemson, and we were seeking their help, went to North Carolina and Georgia, and joined the Muscadine Associations there, and started to do all the research, and found that in that Muscadine group of grapes, there are 140 or 50 different varieties, so we chose, with the help of some folks in Georgia, decide what varieties we're going to grow. And so that's really how we got started, and then studied how to make wine. And luckily the tea farm is near us too, and folks really want to go out in the country and experience the farm life, or just experience the country. So that's kind of the premise that we went on. And
well, it certainly has, I think, grown from there, from what I've already learned being here, because you have your wines, as you said, but also you're working, I guess, with the tea concept here, that we have Firefly Distillery here, which is another kind of separate from the winery, I guess?
Yes, it is separate, and it's a lot of state or federal laws that if you have a distillery, it can't be hooked onto another building or whatever. So when we started, we got a distillery license and decided to do it here. So we had to separate some of the buildings to do that. But it was just, we had when we started selling our wines, we were growing the grapes, making the wine, and then, you know, running the tasting room and a little gift shop, and then we were taking the wine and going to liquor stores and Piggly Wiggly trying to sell the wine. It was just Jim and I working, so it just got overwhelming. So we decided to call in a company that would help us distribute our wines just here locally. So we met a young fella who's about actually 20 years younger than we are, and he'd been in the wine business and been in the spirit business. And he approached us and said, after we, you know, had a relationship, he said he'd always had a dream of inventing a southern spirit and calling it Firefly. Didn't know what the spirit would be, but so my husband Jim is kind of a mad scientist. So we got together and formed this company and decided to make. We had some wine left over, and so Jim decided to make muscadine. That some of that wine into vodka, whatever you do, I don't know that process. But so it was a muscadine infused vodka. So we went from there, and then we, you know, I would always tease my husband. I said, "Oh my gosh, we are in a beach of all these spirits and big companies, and we're just one grain of sand. And how is anybody going to know about us?" And so they said, well, we need more face on the shelf. We need more product. And so we started brainstorming, and we would come up with a chocolate with a chai tea or whatever and mixing the vodka with it. And this is before all those vodkas started coming out with different flavors. And so we said, gosh, sweet tea. And I think our partner said sweet tea. And I said, well, being so close to the ag council and working with the agriculture department and specialty foods of South Carolina, I said, geez, let's use the tea farm's tea. And so it just went from there and just took off. And so we just love to incorporate anything we can in this the southern atmosphere, the southern flavors of whatever. And he's doing now some southern accents with liqueurs of pecan pie, peach cobbler, and a banana pudding, and a lot more that's coming out.
So would you say you've realized your dream of wanting to have something out in the country and that's kind of connects you to your farming roots then?
It's wonderful. It's been a great ride. Now I'm back into, now we can hire some people to help us. So now I'm back in where I love to be, in the garden with my tennis shoes on with dirt on my toes, you know, hoeing my garden and really kind of with my teeny little garden, showing people what you can do, really after retirement too. And so we grow lots of different varieties of things. And we also grow stevia, which is a natural sweetener that we put in the skinny tea, which is something the agriculture department have been talking about, growing stevia here, and we can grow it here. But so we have stevia plants that folks can see and whatever. So it's I'm getting really back to my roots.
Well, we're gonna kind of point people your way and hope you've got. I know we're not the only group out here today, so I guess business is good and a lot of people enjoy coming out, especially on a beautiful day like this.
Oh, it's wonderful. I always wanted, growing up on a big farm, we would have people coming out all the time, that good southern hospitality. It seems like, you know, at dinner time, we'd have five people show up at our table. So my goal was to have a place people could go and really be a free place that people could go and enjoy themselves. And so you can come out and taste the wines, taste the vodkas, and you can bring your chair. And on Saturday, we have always have a little combo, not a big band, you know, a two or three-person combo and playing the fiddle or something. And we have food vendors that come out, and so you can bring your chair and just sit out and enjoy just being out in the country. So I love it.
Well, I'm glad we were able to do it here on our annual meeting tour today. Thank you so much, Ann Irving. We've been visiting here on the ARC annual meeting tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.